Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Middle East. Al-Qaeda is calling for jihad, a holy war. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Dr. Al-Zawahiri, who is the head of Al-Qaeda, is calling for a Middle Eastern jihad, a holy war, and he wants the Islamic world to join him in this battle. Ken Timmerman covers geopolitical activities for us, and he's in Washington, D.C. with this report.
Well, it's actually, excuse me for saying it, a bit funny because Zawahiri is trying to divert attention from the failure of al-Qaeda in Syria to overthrow Assad. And at the same time in this statement, he's throwing stones at the Iranians who in the past have been his biggest supporters. Zawahiri was the man who, along with Imad Mughniyeh for the Iranians, who solidified the al-Qaeda-Iran connection back in the 1990s. And he has historically been the leader in al-Qaeda who has promoted a Sunni-Shia healing process, a unity between Sunnis and Shias. And now, in fact, he's breaking off from that. He's accusing the Iranians of troublemaking in Syria, and he's essentially joining Yusuf Qaradawi, the Palestinian preacher on Al Jazeera, who called for a jihad against Iran and Syria just last week. So calling for, you know, holy war against Israel is just kind of his way of patching up this increasing Sunni-Shia divide, trying to divert attention from that and focus it on, the Muslims' traditional whipping boy.
Thank you, Ken. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A call for holy war in the Middle East by al-Qaeda is a precursor to the end-time prophetic scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. There will be a jihad in the future, a holy war across the entire Middle East, and it will focus on the Jewish state of Israel. Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11, and Psalm 83 are the prophecies pertaining to this holy war. This will be an alignment of Islamic states to attack the Jewish state of Israel, and only God will be able to save the Jewish people. And that's found in Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18, through Ezekiel 39, verse 6. As we look at the Middle East, according to the report from Ken Timmerman on our broadcast today, we can understand where we are in God's time. All the actors are in place, and any student of Bible prophecy can recognize that the curtain is about to go up for that final drama. In the Middle East, with this call for jihad, a holy war, the stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...